not only undernourished. I don't know the figures now, but not too many years ago, the United States government formed a commission and sent it to India. And the purpose of this commission was to find out how many people in India starve through under or malnutrition. I'm quoting figures as official as they could make it. 100,000 people in India die every month of malnutrition. What a dream world we can be living in. And I'm speaking to the right audience. Those in affluent societies like the United States or Canada or France or Germany or England, they may think that this prayer for bread is either out of touch with reality or merely symbolic. It's real. There is hunger, even famine, among millions of starving people throughout the world. What are we therefore asking God? We are begging Him to open the hearts of those who are rich in material possessions. Ah, sisters, how well I know there are, thank God, some wealthy people who are generous. But the pattern in human nature is the opposite. Here it is. The United States provides financial help for India, but on two conditions. That India practices abortion and India practice contraception. When the United States won the war against Japan, in a peace treaty with Japan, the United States forced the Japanese government to make abortion legal, even compulsory in Japan. To beg God to open the hearts of selfish people, selfish nations, some of which are wallowing in wealth, and forcing, I use that verb deliberately, forcing other nations to restrict their population or make, period, make their, say, industry, what they want to buy, what they want to sell, dependent on those nations cooperating with those that are in power. Our Holy Father is calling a meeting of the leaders throughout the world to plead with them to cancel the superhuman debts imposed on some nations. In preparing for this conference, I didn't check my figures, but my memory tells me that Brazil has a foreign debt of $200 billion. My God. Talk about enslavement. Talk about begging God, give us this day our daily bread. It is not because there's not enough food, because there's not enough land to grow food, whatever people need. No, it is selfish, stubborn pride and domination. However, that's only one half of this petition. We need, as we know, two kinds of food. We need food for the body, and we need food for the soul. And this is where St. Pius X is so important. He wrote extensively on this petition of the Our Father. He tells us, but what we are praying for first, we're asking God to open the hearts of those who are causing, that verb is deliberate, causing the starvation of millions. We're also praying, and says St. Pius X, is the main focus of this petition. The bread we are asking God to provide us with is what he told us in the 6th chapter of John's Gospel. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you will not have life in you. Let's be clear. Frequent for us religious, daily communion is not an option. Religious life would be impossible without daily communion. We need what we call the bread of life. We need the body and blood of Jesus Christ in the Blessed Sacrament. Otherwise, the body may survive, but the soul will die. By now I've told this to countless audiences. In the first 3 centuries of the Church's history, Christians went to Mass and Communion every day. And we are now living, remember, in the Age of Martyrs. That is why Pope John Paul II did the incredible thing never before in 2,000 years, as the Vicar of Christ, I don't see merely allowed or tolerated, but is now part of our canon law. Every Catholic may, and hear it, is encouraged to receive Holy Communion a second time on the same day. Believe me, Nobody is fooling anybody. Here's your missionaries of charity, as I've told you before. Here you live the lives of martyrs, or the days of the missionaries of charity are numbered. Do you hear me? Don't you dare complain about how hard and difficult your life is.